I actually want to just start the interview by talking about your show for M for Mothland. It was
Yeah.
so M for Mothland, that show, you had tons of energy, and it was like one of those shows that makes me made me like want to go to more shows.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like,
Have you seen one before that one, or
that was my
was that
first
the first one?
that was my
Okay.
first one.
Yeah.
How do you like come out on stage with like that much energy?
I don't know. Like, I feel like my way of doing it is just, honestly, it's just giving up on what you think people would think about you, you know? I don't know, 'cause I've been doing that for a long time now, doing shows, and like almost 4 or 5 years, and I wasn't like that energized before, you know? I was always just like kind of shy, like not really like putting the energy into giving a show, and I was like hiding myself like behind the guitar and just like, I don't know, like I kept like my end occupied and like, you know. And I don't know, like with this new project, with the new album too, like I just like gave up the guitar. I gave like other stuff to do to my musician, so I'm like able to just focusing on doing a real, you know, a show. And I guess it works, 'cause like I just feel free now to do anything.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of a lot of those like classic punk front
I wish I could
people.
do I wish I could I'll be like even like harder, you know, on like, you know, but I don't, there's like a certain like edge of like you don't want to put too much, 'cause like you don't want to just like seem like you're overdoing it. And like I feel like it's important that like people feel that you're not really acting in a way, that it's like part of your it's part of you, like the way you act on stage. I don't
Yeah,
know.
it's not an act you put on. It's something that
Yeah.
you have it when you're off stage too.
Yeah. I mean, not like that intense, but
It's
you know.
just dialed up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that kind of like the show? So is that kind of what you look for when you like when you go and see like live music yourself? Are you looking for like that level of
Yeah, I
energy
mean,
at shows?
it depends. It depends, 'cause I'm also like a really I like really like slow music and stuff like this. So like I'm not just like listening to like hardcore stuff all the time and punk, but I don't know, as long as like the music like it connects the artist to the music like well, I feel like it doesn't matter. Like if it's like, as long as I feel like the artist cares, this is all that matters for me.
So
And
like
not like just go ahead.
there's like a harmony between like their performance and like what they're doing
Well,
musically.
because they're actually like putting like the effort to perform right, and like let the song speak to itself, but also just like get involved into it instead of just like not caring and just like get this over with, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I always love to see people who are happy to be on stage. There's I've been to a couple shows, not gonna name names, but people are sometimes unhappy to be on stage, and you can really
Yeah.
tell.
I mean, it comes with stress sometimes. I don't know. Like I feel like if it's something that you're like, I this is what I want to do with my life, like, and never stop. But I feel like this is something like people, there's this artist that they're not really like comfortable being on stage, and I get it, 'cause like you kind of have to in this industry. You know, you got to do shows to promote yourself and just like let like I don't know, create a moment with people, but it's just not for everyone, you know.
Yeah, is it like a learning process for you? Is it something you learned over time?
Yeah, definitely. Just being do it more and more, like you get comfortable at one point and then you just start, like for me, like the learning process was just like to stop caring about what people think of me, you know. Yeah,
I actually.
there's nothing like, sorry, there's like nothing really, there's nothing planned on my shows. Like I'm not like, oh, I'm gonna do this for that song, I'm gonna do this. Oh, between these songs, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna say this. It's always just like I do whatever I feel like doing. And this, I think this is what it's fun with shows, you know? It's just like always like a certain surprise moment.
Yeah, like a flow rather than a script.
Instead of being like script, yeah. I feel like you feel it sometimes when it's script and it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's you can, yeah, in the audience particularly too, you can see if there's like if people have fallen into like a pattern some of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about, so Bizou, I want to ask you about the album, particularly the clown imagery around it. I noticed like in the album art, in a lot of the music videos, there's like clowns around in like face paint wise or just like masks. What drew you to the clown as an image, and like what's the appeal there?
Honestly, there's not really like a reason why. I feel like, especially for the cover, I just like, I'm a big fan of like all the 70s, like late 70s, like early 80s punk. And back then they were using like a lot of makeup for like, especially for women, but like, just like the, so I'm kind of like a bit in that, but also just, I don't know, like the clowns are just like so easy to like to put on into like a, if you're trying to find like a certain like a look for your art and stuff like this. But I don't know, I was just like, I'm always been like, not that like I have a phobia of clown, like there's nothing like really about like it needs to be about clowns, like there's no song about clowns, it's just like, but it's just, I don't know, I feel like they look good.
Yeah, I think it like matches pretty well. I think you told Rolling Stone that it's like sometimes like a candy pink pop with darker subject matter.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, clowns fall into that, right?
Yeah, kind of. You're right.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like especially for the next one, I'm gonna try to let the clown thing down a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I actually was gonna ask you about your next album next. Mm-hmm. So less clown.
A little bit less clown, yeah.
But what are you like exploring right now with your like music writing?
It's a bit different than Bizou for sure. I'm basically just doing the same kind of process of like doing all the demos by myself, recording all by myself at home. And then when all of this is done, we're going to go in the studio. And like, I always go in a cottage. It's like never like an actual studio. It's just like we bring our own gear and then we do it in a cottage, my partner's cottage, because I don't have one. I don't know, because it makes it like something, like an experience, and it's fun, you know, instead of just like going in a studio and just feel like it's like a working kind of thing. So yeah, we're going in April to the studio, so I'm almost done. I'm just like having a hard time finishing the lyrics like usual. Just like, it's always like that for me. Doing it at the end, it's also like sometimes not the good way to do it, and it's just like you don't have anything to say, because especially right now, because like I don't experience anything. I'm just being in my place for like every day, just like, I don't know, like wondering shit, and I don't know, I feel like I'm losing my mind a little bit right now.
Yeah,
especially with winter, I can't wait for the spring.
Well, the storm's been brutal. Like
I know, yeah.
Getting to work takes intense. Me an hour and a half now. Like, it's crazy. God. Yeah, you mentioned in another interview that you usually think of music first when you're writing songs, and then match the vocals to them. Is that, and you're saying that's what's happening with the new album as well?
Yeah, I just feel like lyrics are always, they're always been for me like a necessary evil kind of thing. Just like, I have to do it, but I don't really want to. But like, I don't want to do like instrumental, you know? Because I've always grew up, like, even with my mom, my dad, all my family, we were just like listening to music a lot, but like not caring about the lyrics at all. And I've growing up, like, I'm Quebecois French, but like I've never listened to Quebecois music at all when I was a kid. And I was just like always like from English artists. And I don't know, like I'm from a Quebec family, so like nobody like understand English at all. And it was just like we're just like mumbling words every time. And it's I'm still like that. Like when I listen to music and artists that I like, I listen to like the main thing instead of just like listening to the lyrics like really carefully, like understand what the message is. And sometimes there's just no message, but like, you know. And I feel like that happened, and that like it's is exactly how I feel about my music too. Like it's just like something that I kind of, and it's important still. Like if it's important for me, but like I'm not like that kind of artist that like I'm gonna write like the like just poems and just like make music off of that, you know?
I noticed, like, with your voice, it's there's like it th there's something, it's either like an effect or it's something you do with it that makes it like it sounds more like an instrument than a classic voice some of the time on the album.
I mean, I just like, and it's not really about like I don't like my voice. It's not about that. Just like I like voices that are just like really weird and not like cleared. Like I love like Conan Moccasin, but like his voice is just like so high pitched, just like almost sound like a little like 12-year-old girl. You know?
Yeah, I think there's like a plugin called like Choir Voice or something like that
Yeah, maybe, I
in
don't know.
for digital audio editors that gets that effect. But yeah, it's such a cool voice, that like higher pitch.
I don't know. I just there's something about like alienating the human voice a little bit makes, I don't know, it makes it like kind of interesting for me and fun, I don't, I guess.
2024 was like a huge year for you, right? You did
I mean,
first.
yeah, it was the lots of first timers, you know,
Yeah,
lots of
first
first
US tour.
touring, exactly, first US tour. We've been to Europe for the first time too. I don't know, just like a lot of it was a really good year for sure. But I feel like 2025 is gonna be even crazier.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. You're going to like the UK for the first time too.
UK in May, yeah. Yeah, we're I mean, I feel like the people that would really like my music would be like elsewhere than Quebec for sure.
It well, there are people who really like your
Yeah,
music
no,
here for sure.
I know, but I don't know, just I feel like there's a scene over there that's like kind of something that I would try to look for, you know,
Yeah, well,
but
particularly if you like that like 70s, 80s punk stuff, that's like one of the meccas for it, I guess.
yeah, exactly.
But across the 2024 tour, do you have like any highlights from playing shows in the US or Europe?
Probably everything was, I mean, South by South was definitely the highlight in last year. And I'm really excited to go back again in like not even 3 weeks. Yeah, it's just this festival is crazy. And every time it's funny because like I've been around people that like, and bands that have been going to South by for a couple times in the past years, and there's they always come back and they're like, dude, this is like, you don't get it. It's just like, it's so like, it's just, you never have the, you don't know what you expect. And then I went there last year and I was like, okay, I get it now. It's just so, there's like so many things happening at the same time all the time,
Yeah.
and good bands also, just like, not, it's just like all, everything's so good. And I don't know. people you meet, the connections you make, also just the Austin in general is just so beautiful and fun.
Yeah, I'm going down there for the first time and I'm very, very
Really,
excited.
this year?
Yeah. You're playing
Fuck
two
yeah.
shows, right? Well, more
Three for now.
three.
Yeah.
I know about the pop one and the one for Range Mag. So the pop one's for the people who are interested, that is on the 12th and you're playing at 12 a.m. so stroke of midnight at Swan Dive. And then for range, you're playing at Chess Club at midnight again on the 14th.
It's funny because it's literally the bar next to Swan Dive. It's like they're next to each other. And there's a third one now, with Space Agency. It's in Hotel Vegas the Friday at 9:30.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be a very busy, busy week for you, I imagine.
It could be busier though. I would love to get more shows because, like, I don't know, like, I'd rather be there and like be busy doing shows than just like I would love have nothing to do, but also just like it's hard to not party there, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard
It,
to behave.
that's like so you're also playing a show in Montreal the week before or like the Friday before. That's like five shows in eight
This.
days or something like no, four shows, 8 days.
Yeah, and I feel like it could be I don't know, I'm just like ready for like a back to back, like I don't know, there's bands that goes to South by, like one of my good friends from Montreal too, in the band that Security probably. They've been to South by last year and they did like I think like 16 shows in 10 days, which is like this is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And they managed to go through it, and but like and see, like I don't know if anything, like if they got any like good connections and good contacts out of it, because like basically that's what you do, you know, you do as many shows as you can so you can get like connections out there. But yeah, I mean I could also just go for one show and it would be fun, but like it's fun when you're there to do your job, you know.
Yeah. Play is sounds like what you want to be
I
doing.
mean, I would do like a show every day probably, because we're there the whole time. We're there from the 10th to the 15th, and yeah, but that's the thing though, because when you go there, I'll probably get more shows like in on the site, you know, just like someone sees you and they're like, oh, I have this show at this bar at this time. Do you want to get it? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. That's crazy. You're gonna have so much fun.
I'm really, really looking forward to it. I don't know. I'm so excited for your new album too. It sounds like, I don't know.
It's gonna be good. It's just different. It's just a bit different. It's just like less proggish, more simple a little bit, I'd say, in terms of like the writings, and pop-ish in the writing too. Yeah, you'll see.
Actually, okay, as like a way of like previewing it, when you released Bizou, you said that Crack de Dents was the one that you the song that you're like kind of closest to as it came out because it was the last song. Do you is it are you in that neighborhood anymore or are you moved past?
I'd say yeah, probably. Still, yeah, it's more of this vibe a little bit more like, I mean, Crack de Dents is a bit like a little bit long, and it comes there's like a like an outro that's like super long. It's like more like what like Motorik kind of beat, and it's just like, but I'd say like yeah, in terms of vocals, more like punk, just like less like singing, I'd say, you know,
Yeah, more
more like wah, 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 wah.
leaning into that the very classical punk thing of screaming into a mic.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
without screaming though, because I don't scream really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
It's just like a more of a spoken word kind of thing.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm very, very excited. And I'm out of questions, but do you want to add anything before we?
I don't know. I usually have nothing to say, but no, I think I'm good.
Yeah. Well, it's good meeting you.
Of course.
I'll see you down there.
Oh, definitely.
I'm for sure gonna be at the Pop one and maybe even the Range one. My goal is to go down there and not only see Canadian bands, but who knows?
I mean, it's like the cream of the cream of Canadian bands, though. It's like all the best ones that goes, you know? And
I know it's like
it's fun. It's go ahead, go ahead.
it's the amount of talent that Montreal is just sending there is like off the chain.
I know, and the chances of being like someone from Montreal and just like kind of random to like the chances to go there, like the amount of bands that wants to play South by Southwest and just like being able to do it and be two times in a row too is like crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's
I'm just like, I guess I'm just like with the good people.
well, I think the music speaks for
Yeah,
itself.
music, I guess. Yeah.
But yeah,
Because
this is
I know like my labels are kind of close to the people that organize South by a little bit, so that makes it easier a little bit, you know.
yeah. Are you looking to make any particular connections down at the festival?
Just mainly probably just like finding bookers from probably the UK and US, and also maybe labels for the new release, because I'm still releasing it. I'm gonna release my next one with Mothland too, but it would be cool to do like a a mashed up with some other label too.
Yeah, like a UK label or like a US label or
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That would be the gold.